Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. David Anderson is on the phone from Lawton, Oklahoma. David, welcome.
Hi, Fred. Thanks.
Oh, great to have you. Where's Lawton in the state of Oklahoma?
We're in the southwestern part of the state, almost south central, about 50 miles north of the Texas state line.
Uh-huh. And David, what's your musical background?
I was a percussion major who always had a piano around. Hi, Bruce. Who always had a piano and played symphony percussion for many years. I'm playing piano a bunch in a few groups around town. I tune pianos for my day job.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, piano is a percussion instrument, after all.
Yeah, when you do that, it is. That's for sure.
All right. Well, David, great to know you've got your piano standing by to help you figure out what Bruce is doing.
Okay.
As you know, your job is to name the tune and the composer that Bruce is imitating here. If you happen to get stuck, I don't know what's coming either, so maybe we can brainstorm on this together. But I don't know. I get the impression you're not going to need much help on this.
Well, we'll see. I have been completely stumped before, and the tune was so well hidden. And other times, it was so obvious to me, but wasn't to the contestant you had on. So we'll see.
All right. Well, we'll see if you're the guy that everybody thinks, oh, how can he not know that?
Yeah, it's happened.
Well, here we go. David, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wow.
So, David, what do you hear in that?
I you are one whimsical guy, Bruce.
Well, thank you.
I love your sickness. How much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, God, it really does sound like that. That's not exactly the tune I was thinking, but I certainly know why you said that.
Okay. It's not that tune, but I'm hearing. Just a minute.
Right.
Right. It is escaping me at the moment.
Well, why don't we go with the style for now?
Yeah, let's figure out the composer.
Boy, it's 20th century.
Right.
Before 1950, I almost want to say Prokofiev, but...
Well, you're very, very, very close.
Really? Okay.
Russian, first half of the 20th century.
Yes, both of those things are right.
With that kind of angular sense of humor.
I tell you what, can I hear the melody again?
Yeah.
Just poked out a little bit more, because I think I can name that.
Okay. I hear some distant plinking.
But
right.
Oh, 76 trombones.
That's right.
76 trombones.
It's 76 trombones, but in this version, I was thinking of it a little more as Goodnight, My Someone. Now, 76 trombone goes... And Goodnight, My Someone goes...
Goodnight, I love you.
But that's the only difference.
That's right. That's right. Okay, cool. okay, just a minute. Shostakovich?
No, Prokofiev really owed a great deal to this guy, and so did Shostakovich in a slightly different way, because it was sort of goes from this guy more to Prokofiev, and Prokofiev to Shostakovich. That's
but
kind
you
of
said
the lineage.
He's really big.
Oh yeah,
and I'm gonna...
You know how big he is? He's this big.
Stravinsky.
Yes, there you go.
Well, when I heard that.
That business.
Okay. Now, to save myself, my English history teacher always taught us when played that. He said, "Can't you hear it saying, 'I'm not an English horn'?"
Right. That's right. I heard that too. I'm just an old bassoon.
Yes.
you're quoting the bassoon line, opening bassoon line from The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky, and. In this piano puzzler, Bruce, there were quotes from a lot of different pieces by Stravinsky.
Yes, there are a number of quotes from L'Histoire du Soldat. There's this one. This is also from L'Histoire, not as recognizable. It's just a chord progression. But then you also have this. And that is from one of his little suites for orchestra. I think it's suite number 2. And this whole 4 bars... is from suite number 2.
Okay.
And then this, which occurs more than once, is from Petrushka.
Okay. And you are brilliant, Bruce.
Well, thank you.
You are a rare bird.
Well, David Anderson, well done. Did having the piano there help you out?
No. I'm going to be honest. No, it didn't. But I was glad I was able to...
Yeah, you figured out the high Fred chord.
That's right.
Yeah, the B11 or something, or whatever key you want to be in. But this was a lot of fun, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you. David Anderson from Lawton, Oklahoma. What's your public radio station?
I listen to KCCU.
David, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thanks for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.